thank you very much. The time is 6:09 p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. We're back! Mascot Wedding Show, Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, the phone number is 472-5667. You like spelling over counting? It's not really counting those numbers, but it's 472-K-O-O-P. Any opinion expressed in the show is probably just mine and David's, nobody else's.
Yep.
Boom. How are you, David?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm doing good. We just heard The Virgins, Teen Lovers, off of their self-titled album. And before that,
starting us off, we heard Weezer from their great Pinkerton album that was Across the Sea. Because I wanted to play it. There. How about that? Take that, commercial radio.
Take that, corporate radio. Telling me what songs to play. I'll do it, but I want to hear it anyway.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword with community radio because it's like, yeah, you can play whatever you want. I want to play Weezer. No. You're missing the point of this. I love Weezer.
You could play stuff that you don't hear on any other station.
Weezer deep cuts?
Weezer! Weezer!
That's right. That was the pinwheel.
Yep. Pinwheel, spinning around.
The opinion expressed on the show are the opinions of Mascot Wedding only and not of co-op. The reason why we say this is because we are going to blow through a lot of stuff today.
Oh, yeah. We got a great show coming up. This is our first full show in like 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We missed, or last week we did a 30-minute show. So only half of it.
And thank you very much to Lisa for filling in.
Yes.
That second half.
Of the clear spot. Stay tuned for that.
Yes.
Coming up after the show at 7 o'clock, which we will take you right up until. On the previous two shows we missed. So we got a lot of stuff that happened, or there was a lot of stuff that happened that we wanted to talk about, but we didn't have the time. So we have a segment later in the show called Mascot Wedding Catches Up. We'll be going over a lot of topics. Speed round.
Yep.
Boom. One of the topics we will not be talking about, though, is the airplane crashing into the Echelon building.
That is correct.
Is that the name of the building?
The Echelon. Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
Why weren't we talking? You know, and it's funny because if we weren't going to talk about it, then why am I talking about it? I'm not going to talk about it. Shut up, I say to you. But, you know, this is an Austin show.
Yeah.
Our audience, of course, not just confined to Austin. We go all the way from New Braunfels all the way up to Houston. So
yeah, on a clear night.
Yeah, on the radio. I mean, the internet. Dang it. But yeah, you know, and same thing, actually, we finished our show the weekend of the Haiti earthquake.
Uh-huh.
And somebody's like, man, you need to talk about Haiti. You don't want us talking about this kind
of
stuff.
No, this is not where you come for that stuff.
This is a show staffed by, no offense, David,
uh-huh,
two idiots.
Yes.
And our main concern is getting angry about stuff and chuckles.
Yes.
But if we're getting legitimately angry about something horrible, like legitimately terrible, that involves like people dying,
yeah,
you don't want to hear us talking about it.
Especially a local story where people who might be listening have been affected, stuff like that. And there's details are still not out yet. So it's not our place right now.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's an open phone call-in show. You want to talk about anything. Anything we talk about today, you have an opinion on it, call us 472-5667. But not the heavy stuff.
Yeah.
That ain't the show.
We're not leading the charge on that
one. Yeah. You don't trust us. That's the way you want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how are you today, Mac?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing all weird.
I don't know either.
I'm doing all right. I got my inspection sticker today at my car. On my car. Had an experience that only seems to happen when I go get oil changes or when I get inspection stickers. Basically anything that has to do with a car and a waiting room. And that thing is this. I was sitting there reading the newspaper, minding my own affair. Takes me, inspection sticker takes about 15, 20 minutes. So I'm in, I'm out, no big deal. Why is it whenever I'm in some sort of oil change place, someone feels the need to chat me up, even when I'm clearly reading? I have shut myself off. I don't want to be bothered.
You're just in general more personable than I am, though. Like,
what?
If we will go to a watering hole,
mm-hmm,
or a house of hose.
Okay.
And as we like to do.
Yeah.
Frequently. Is that too much information?
See, this is why the hoes don't like you. They don't like to be called hoes. It's a hooer house.
Sorry. Yeah, no, people will talk to you. They will not talk to me.
Oh, that's not... Well...
Oh, that is true.
I'm more gregarious than you.
And I think maybe instead of just comparing yourself to you know, my shifty-eyed percentage, you should maybe look at the bigger picture and be, just in general, you're sort of a cheerful person, a friendly sort.
I think
people they can smell that on you, like a cheap cologne.
Yeah, well,
I don't know why I'm being such a jerk right now.
See, this is why nobody talks to you.
I think this happens in general. This isn't. I mean, oil change place. I would say it happens everywhere.
But
people like talking to you.
But I'm not put like I understand if the David light's on and I'm at a bar or something and I'm glad handing and I'm talking people up. Yeah, I get that. But if I'm clearly sitting in a place, eyes down, like I turned it off. Okay, like I'm not pleasant when I turn it off. I'm just old David that nobody wants to talk to. Nobody should want to talk to at least.
How do you define turning it off though?
Not smiling, not chatting people up.
So did this person like say something to you? Did you give him like a one-word answer?
No, he was off to the races. Because here's what happened. So we're in this, and if he's listening, sorry, dude, you talk too much. He comes in, like there's this TV in the corner.
Oh, you told him.
There's a TV in the corner. He's like, hey, you guys mind if I change? I want to see if there's some sports on. I was like, no, go ahead. That was the answer I gave him. No, go ahead. And then I went right back down to my newspaper.
If only there were some sports on right now, though.
Yeah, exactly. Well, then he starts talking. He's like, well, I don't think this place has cable, but they have the Olympics, so that's something, right? Oh, I'm looking for the UT game. And then he starts going off about the UT basketball team. And so I'm kind of like looking up from the paper like politely every once in a while. But then like I don't look. He doesn't give me an opportunity to look back down saying, hey, this conversation's over already. Like I was locked in. I had nowhere to go. It annoyed me. It annoyed me a lot.
Why did he talk to you when you were wearing sunglasses?
I wasn't wearing sunglasses.
But you had your, like, sort of a musical device in, right, in your headphones?
No.
Oh, so what we're really talking about is David Hodder, rookie ball.
Oh, I'm sorry if my eyes reading something does not denote that, hey, I'm busy reading something.
Set yourself wide open. You're set up. You might as well put novelty sites ears on and be like, I like listening.
Look, we used to have a social contract a long time ago when I was a kid. People have forgotten themselves. People think they're more important than they are.
This is like the opposite of every other complaint, which is like, people are mean these days. Back in the day, you'd walk down the street, people say hello, make eye contact with you. And you're like, back in the day, everyone was grumpy. Now they're friendly. Screw them.
You got to know. You got to find your speed. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and I feel like I got to find my speed. I'm getting hot right now.
Yep, so I took the old shirt off.
I'm on the engine. Hey, let's take a break and then come back for the meat of the show.
Okay.
Man, that was too quick.
That was too quick. Actually, let me set up. I didn't even set up yet.
Oh, okay. I'll tell a brief anecdote then. So I did something really stupid. I had an old printer that was not working, and it was like the of my existence, especially right before the show. If I went to print something out, I'd be like, hey, printer, I need to print this out real quick. And it'd be like, what? I'd be like, oh, shut up, printer, pay attention. I got like 10 minutes. I got to leave the house. I got to go do the radio show. Can you do this? Oh, yeah, I can do it. Printer, wait, all right, we'll start printing. Oh, you want it like now? I was like, yes, printer, I want it now. And I hated this printer. And so I finally got a new one. And I was so happy. But then there was like 20 obstacles in my way. Like, it's like, oh, I'll install the software. Oh, my disk drive's not working. Oh, I'll buy an external DVD player. Oh, that's not happening either. Yay. And then like, I can't find my wireless key and everything's mad. And the problem with this story is it is so boring. Like someone's like, what'd you do last night? And I was like, ugh, can we just fast forward? Because if I actually told you, I not only would I bore you, I'd get angry again.
Yeah.
But the saddest thing is I bought this new printer. And so I took out the old printer and I was like, oh, old printer. If there was a portal to hell, I would throw you right in and you could hit B. Arthur in the head. As you go down there into the flame pit.
B. Arthur's lovely.
Oh, yeah, she's lovely on fire all over. Whatever, shut up.
Printer got you mad.
She's done stuff you don't know about.
Maud?
Oh, not even Maud. But then when the new printer didn't work, and so I had to like take the new printer off and put the old printer back into place, oh, that was a low feeling. That old printer won. It had one more victory. That old printer went on top. It was like Larry Bird after winning the gold medal of the Dream Team, retiring on top.
That's right.
Yeah. He not an NBA championship, but he found a way to go out on top. What are we going to hear, David?
We are going to hear, I had it set up and everything. We are going to hear, boo-da-doo, the Golden Boys, of course, off their Whiskey Flower album. This is Yeah, I Want to Know. More Moscow Wedding Show right after this.
One, two, three, four. Yeah!
so loud. You're back. It's a Mascot Wedding Show. My name is Mac Blake.
My name is David Hatta. And we just heard, once again, the Golden Boys from their Whiskey Flower album. That was Yeah, I Want to Know. Fun stuff for fun kids.
The phone number, if you'd like to call in and be a part of today's show, 472-5667. 472-KOOP. All right, it's time for America's new favorite segment, I hope, called Mascot Wedding Catches Up, where we are going to go cover a lot of topics in a little bit of time. David, how much time do you want to give to each topic? Two minutes, you said?
I say I want equal time. I say a minute for you, a minute for me. How do you think that
sounds? Okay, that sounds good. And I reserve the option to continue if we knew what, like, keep the discussion going, if you will.
Okay.
So read the topics. What do we have on the table?
All right, just stuff that we've missed in the past few weeks since we haven't been here.
By the way, if you call in and give an opinion, you also get a minute.
Yeah.
One.
Exactly.
You go over, though, even if you're my friend, boom, getting hung up on.
Yep.
Make it short. Make it powerful, like a take on Jim Rome.
Yeah. You'll get racked.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all catching up here. So the phone number's there if you want to call in. Some stuff we missed, important or not, Oscar nominations, the Cactus Cafe closing, the Super Bowl, MTV's new logo, John Mayer's Playboy interview, Sarah Palin versus the Family Guy, and Tiger Woods' apology.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Full show.
Full show. So, crammed into one segment.
You ready?
Yeah.
And what are we doing first?
Oscar nominations.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Go.
Okay, I'm going first. I was very happy to see The Hurt Locker get as many nominations as it did.
Yeah.
I was surprised to see Inglourious Basterds get as many nominations as it did. I feel like I need to watch that movie again. Because, look, my opinions were varied on it. But I can tell you one opinion I didn't have. I didn't have an opinion that it was great. But with that in mind, get ready, Avatar haters, because Avatar's winning Best Picture. It saved the industry. Look, this clearly isn't an award for what's the best movie. It's what's best for the industry. And Avatar was, and it's going to win. But with that said, yeah, go watch some other stuff. Hurt Locker was awesome. Crazy Heart, really, really good. Boop, boop, boop. What other things am I thinking of? Yeah, Inglourious Basterds. Man, that one tripped me up. I really do have to watch that one again. Because, like, why did he make the switch, you know? Why did he want to be on the good guy's side? There was nothing leading up to that.
Wow, man. You're struggling that last minute.
No.
That's 20 seconds.
Well, because I had more to talk about, but I said not to.
And then, are you ready?
Yeah. What am I hitting?
Just press the left segment there.
Press the
left. Using an iPhone app for this. Don't tell anyone. Sheesh.
Oh, okay. Ready?
Yep.
Go.
You know, this is the first year the Academy expanded the nominations from, like, what, 5 movies to 10?
That's right.
And it was not a good year for that. Mm. As much as that, and it's so funny because, like, what does that do? What does that serve? It's not like there's more drama this year. Like, District 9 got nominated as part of the, you know, Best Picture crop. It's not going to win. Look, I love District 9. I thought it was great. But it's like, yay, we're just invited to the party, but we know we're... I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's just they're not going to go home with the gold. They're just happy to be there, which is kind of weird. But that's the thing. Avatar, it's weird for a movie that I liked, but it was clearly no Best Picture that I'm sort of angry that it might win. But as much as I liked Hurt Locker, that's not the giant killer. That's not going to happen. Although I am happy to see that Monique is probably going to win, which is like that one wacky win. And you're like, you look at the rest of her body of work, and then you look at Precious, and you're like, there's an anomaly here, and it's not Precious.
Oh, thank you. You did that a lot better than I did. I got to learn from you.
All right, what do we got next on the table?
Cactus Cafe closing.
All right, you ready? Hold
yes.
on. And?
I think, like everybody else, I was incredibly surprised to hear that the Cactus Cafe was closing because there was nothing leading up to that. They just sort of, this was all behind the scenes doings, and they decided that, hey, this is an easy way to save $120,000, which this is a very big school that gets a lot of money coming in. Are you really concerned about $120,000? And was this really the best way to save it? And yeah, you know, I guess it kind of was. Like, I don't know. The Cactus Cafe is so, like, it means a lot to so many people. You couldn't have vetted this process. You couldn't have, like, just put some feelers out there and said, hey, guys, we're thinking about doing this. Is there a way to save it? But I was really happy to see, like, give Facebook credit. Like, Facebook is this way to, like, galvanize people and to organize people. So to see the number of people that came out and said, hey, I don't want that closing. Let's all join up and find out more information about it, that sort of thing. But yeah, $120,000. Like, is it really that? Yep. Thank you.
You reset.
Reset. And
Cactus Cafe, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Go.
Oh, I wanted a ding. Hey, you know what led up to the Cactus Cafe closing? Cactus Cafe being a total snooze. All right? Cactus Cafe charging like way too much for drinks. Look, you got this place on campus full of students, and they made the entertainment completely unlikable to students. Who goes to the Cactus Cafe? Not enough people, obviously. Look, I'm sure a lot of people love the Cactus Cafe, and you want it to be saved, and the fact that this many people are outpouring shows that it's special to a lot of people. But if you really want to save Cactus Cafe, you got to find the people running and go, hey, smarten up. You smarten up. But at the same time, the bigger story, intramural classes or
informal classes.
Informal classes. Those were awesome.
Totally.
Save those. Cactus Cafe. Good. Save it. But intramural. I keep saying intramural. Informal. That's the prize. That's the peach. That's the golden peach. Hey, I'm in a tree. What do I find? The golden peach. What am I doing on time?
You got 4 seconds.
4 seconds? Do I still have 4 seconds now?
Not anymore.
Done. Expert. Look at that. Belt.
I don't like you going second. You get better.
All right.
You're better at this
than I am.
I'll
go first to the next one.
This is going to end up.
What's the next one?
Give me that one. Okay. Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. We're talking about specifically Super Bowl ads or the Super Bowl?
Whatever you want to talk about, brother. You got a minute. Okay. Ready? Starting now.
Good Super Bowl, first of all. Saints pulled out. Good to see them win. Somebody the next day who doesn't watch a lot of sports goes. they're like we're talking about like, you know, watch the Super Bowl. And somebody's like, what was that thing on Drew Brees' face? Couldn't he just wipe that off? And I was like, yeah, it's a birthmark. That ain't coming off. But more specifically, the ads this year, I think, was really paying attention to them for various reasons. And is this always the case? They have so many ads where it's like, women stink. Like, men are awesome. Like, what is the word I'm looking for here? Like, man. Oh, yeah. Like, men rule, women drool. Like, pretty much, like, that's what it was. Like, there's all these ads like, hey, dudes, you know how women are idiots, right? Yeah, anyway, buy this car. I gotta say, like, pretty weak sauce. All the ads. Not really one. I think the Google one was the best. I didn't even see it. Saw it the next day. And then there was like the one where Leno and Letterman were on the same. Oh, damn it.
Oh, sorry. Excellent discussion about the Super Bowl, though, because.
Wait. You already starting? Cutting in your own time?
No.
All right. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Oh, hold on. I started first. Stop. Reset.
Yeah, because I'm glad you brought that up about the ads. Because, like you said, the Super Bowl was good. It was a very good game, which, to its credit, the Super Bowl has had good games for the past like 5 years. When normally, like, the Super Bowl has always been anticlimactic. It's always just been either a blowout or not what you expect. But the past few years, very good. And I was very glad to see New Orleans win. But not because they're New Orleans. It's okay. A hurricane has nothing to do with a football team. Let's separate those two and just enjoy sports. But the ads. Yeah, exactly. I didn't know I hated women. But apparently Dove Man Bar told me I did. And apparently the Dodge Charger.
I thought the Dove one was a good one.
The Dove one was kind of weird. It was like... It starts off, oh, you're a baby, and then like, oh, now I'm emasculated because I smell pretty. I don't want to smell pretty. I want to smell like thunder. And so I use Dove Men instead of Dove Women. And the Dodge, it was a Dodge Avenger, Dodge Charger, whatever. Yeah, that one was the worst because it was like, look, I go to your baby showers, and I go to your poetry readings, and I talk to you. Really?
Yep.
Damn it!
You want another 3 seconds?
No. We're playing by the rules here.
Because I'd like a 15-second rejoinder.
Okay, well, if you want it.
Are you going to grant it?
Yeah, I'll grant it.
All right.
When do I ding?
I think Dove one was more men rule. It wasn't women's rule. But there's that Dodge Charger where it's like, hey, I have to watch your stupid vampire show, so I get a car. Like, no, that's not how that works. This is a relationship. Car. Done.
I want a 15-second one then if you got it.
You ready?
Yeah.
Hold on. Give me the dinger.
Yeah.
By the way, if you could see what we were dinging off of, you'd be ashamed of both of us.
And you should have seen me. One thing I wanted to talk about, The Who halftime show. That was everything I thought it would be. And I didn't think it would be much. And I feel really bad about that. I didn't want a medley. I wanted a rock. I didn't want three seconds of a Pinball Wizard and then move on to that theme show.
You're getting a medley. That's what you're getting.
Yeah, I guess so.
What's next on the topic of Go-Go?
What's next on the topic of Go-Go? MTV's new logo, Go-Go.
All right, you ready?
Yeah. I did it.
That was for you.
Oh, come on.
I went first last time.
Okay.
All right, hold on. You ready?
Yeah. Yeah, so for those who don't know, MTV changed its logo, the that venerable M with music television written under it. How did they change it? They kept the venerable M, but cut out the music television under it. So it's like this short M that looks like it's in widescreen. That's not a big logo change, but it's big from the sense that, hey, we cut out the music television. Like, I'm glad that they admit that they no longer have anything to do with music. But why are you doing that? Why can't you be about music? Do you know how cheap it is to run a station where you just show videos? Like, record companies give you these things. They give them to you to promote their records. All you have to do is air them. You can't put aside like a 30 minute block every day and say, look, these are videos. These are really cool. These, whatever you want to do with them. Why are you putting Jersey Shore on? I hate that show. Everything you do is crap, except for My Life is Liz. I kind of like that, and I don't like admitting it. But you can put that on some other time, some other channel. Thank you.
There you go.
I am ready to go.
All right.
Now.
Hey, that was David Hanna starring in the world's oldest complaint. MTV isn't playing videos anymore. They haven't for like 12 years. Get over it. Jeez, if anything, it's like, well, this is, it's like that friend of yours that is gay and everyone knows is gay, but then like 30 years later comes out and it's like, yeah, we all knew. It's like MTV, like, it's like, hey, we don't play videos anymore. It's like, or we're not music television. We're just kind of a youth culture thing. Surprise. Wait, it's not one? No. And it's like, yeah, you don't like those shows, but they make MTV and a boatload of money. I was really trying hard not to swear on that one.
It's as hard when it's a minute.
But yeah, it's kind of like, that's old news. And, you know, I'm glad they caught on to themselves. I'm glad someone at MTV goes, you know what? We don't play a lot of music. We should probably just change our name, drop the music television, keep it MTV. And like, yeah, there you go. It's like me announcing I don't use a rotary phone anymore. I'm done. I don't even need the full minute. I don't need the full minute. Belt.
You shouldn't have ended on that point, though.
Well, I like the ding as well. What's next? I'll go first.
Okay. John Mayer's Playboy interview.
John Mayer's Playboy interview. Oh, boy. I'm going to give you... I'm agreeing you extra time on this.
Oh, I won't need extra time.
Oh, hey, you're going first.
Okay.
Oh, I don't really... All right. I'm going first, right?
Oh, wait, no, hang on. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry about that.
Teen Lovers. How good was that Virgin song, right? It's only 2 minutes.
And go.
Okay. John Mayer. That guy's stupid. They give that interview in Playboy, and he's like, you know, dropping the N-bomb and like saying all this crazy stuff that's like mostly racist. And it's, what I want to know is, how did that reporter trick John Mayer? Or conversely, how was John Mayer that stupid to where he's like, hey, I'm going to talk to this reporter like he's my buddy that's going to keep everything under his hat, not printed in a magazine. Like, how stupid is that guy? Like, oh, it'll be cool, right? They'll read the context of this Playboy. Yeah. Have you learned nothing, John Mayer? You idiot. Oh, man. That guy needs to be pushed in an open volcano. And maybe he'll go down to hell and hit B. Arthur and find my old printer. How much time do I have left?
15 seconds.
Your body is a wonderland. That song's stupid.
10 seconds. It took 5 seconds to sing.
I don't even need more time. I'm killing it. You're getting crushed. How does that feel? You could. Part of your rejoinder should be how do you feel about getting crushed?
I don't like getting crushed. You know what though?
Yeah.
I bet you I'm winning the popular vote.
Yeah. You know what? At the end of this, someone really needs to call in and say who won. I'm serious. When this is over, I desperately want someone to call in, and you're like, oh, I don't like calling in. I don't like hearing my voice. You call in. Tell us who won. It was like Pardon the Interruption, except...
people watch it? Listen to it?
People are watching us, David, but we don't know about that. You ready?
Yeah.
You got a minute on John Mayer.
What an idiot. Seriously. Like Max said, like, he just thought he thought he was too cool for school. He thought he had reached this point where he could get away with all this stuff. Here's the thing, though. He probably could if he made better music. Like, I'm not saying it's right, but Michael Jackson got away with a lot of stuff because he made Thriller. Thriller was awesome. Like, the Rolling Stones killed people, I think. Actually, that one guy died in Altamont. Water under the bridge. We don't care. This guy made that Daughters song and that one where he runs through the halls of a high school. Like, you're not allowed to say the N-word, buddy, and you're not allowed to kiss and tell. and make fun of Jennifer Aniston, which, by the way, I love how people feel so sorry for Jennifer Aniston. Oh, you poor billionaire hottie who's 40 and single. Oh, no. You're going to die alone. Good. I hope you do.
Oh, wow.
Get it while you can. No, I'm saying good for her. But yeah, John Mayer, like, I wanted a webcam on the interviewer when his face lit up as soon as John Mayer was like,
I'll allow that. Yeah. Extra 10 seconds, John Mayer was like, what?
As soon as John Mayer said end pass, this guy had been like, I just sold 1 million copies of Playboy. That's awesome. There you go.
There you are. All right, what's next?
We're going Sarah Palin versus Family Guy.
Sarah Palin versus Family Guy.
Hey, thanks, idiots. I don't know who to choose in this one. I hate Family Guy. I hate Sarah Palin. But you're both wrong and right at the same time. For those of you who don't know, Family Guy had an episode last week where the idiot kid, Chris, where he dated a gal. He went on a date with a gal with Down syndrome. And the gal with Down syndrome made a comment to, hey, what do your parents do for a living? Well, my dad's an accountant, and my mother's the former governor of Alaska. Is that a joke? I guess so, because they said it on Family Guy. But one, that's not a joke. Like, how is that funny? How is that a point? How is that? Okay, here's the thing. The gal who did the voice, who has Down syndrome, she came out in a statement later. She says, I wasn't making fun of Sarah Palin's son. I was making fun of Sarah Palin. How exactly were you making fun of Sarah Palin? Because if I read this correctly, you're making fun of her because she has a kid with Down syndrome. Is that really what you want to say? But at the same time, why am I defending either of these? Why do I feel bad for either of them? They both suck. I hate them. How much time?
3 seconds.
They both suck. I hate them. They both suck. I hate them.
All right. There you are. Maximizing his time.
That's right.
Getting his point across.
I don't know if you knew this, but they both suck and I hate them.
They both suck and hate them. All right, you ready?
Go.
I am. Hey, Sarah Palin, grow a thicker skin. I mean, come on. You're a politician. You're in the news. Yeah, Family Guy is mostly unfunny. It does have its funny moments, though. I still watch it. I didn't watch this episode, but because I like the way they talk sometimes, like Stewie and Brian. Those guys are funny. But yeah, you know what? You're a politician. You're going to get this kind of stuff. Yeah, it sucks, but you know what? You should be a bigger person, not even mention it. Like, you're above it. I'm going to use the rest of my time to talk about something I like, basketball. Man, what's happening with the Spurs? Am I right? What's going on? And then they were trying to shop Jefferson during the trade deadline. Richard Jefferson pretty much admitted that this trade, who he traded Fabrizio Oberto, who plays for the Wiz, non-factor, Kurt Thomas, who nobody wanted, and then Bruce Bowen retired. So basically he traded nothing for something, and that something wasn't even good. How did that happen? Spurs, you're killing me. Please get better. Done. I see the rest of my time to the gods. To the gods.
Oh, that's all the time you got. Sorry, buddy. All right, you're taking first on this. Give me that back. You're taking first on this.
Is this
one.
The last one?
This is the last one.
Okay.
Yeah. Tiger Woods' apology.
What's that one after this?
Oh, that's the idiot who crashes.
Oh, we don't want to talk about that
No,
guy.
We don't.
Yeah, okay.
Ready?
Tiger Woods?
Go.
I still don't understand why Tiger Woods is doing all this. Like, it's not our business. All right? It's like 100% not our business. You know, I know, like, oh, he's a celebrity or whatever. I also don't understand how somebody who was like so private, like he named his boat Privacy, is now like, oh, I got to involve everyone in this. Why is this worth a press conference? I don't get it. I really don't. And then like Nike came out and they were like Nike accepted his apology. They're like, we support Tiger Woods and we wish he gets back to making us and him huge mounds of cash. Oh, I want to sleep in the cash. I want to jump through it like I'm Uncle Scrooge in my money bin. Really like... It's completely unnecessary. The guy is a stupid robot who's awesome at golf. It's not surprising that he had a lady buffet because really, you know, all these guys out there who are judging, if you were that rich, powerful, you'd probably be like, man, I want a lady buffet. Not me, though. I keep it classy. Hold on. Stop.
Yeah.
Reset.
Oh!
Thank God for those rubber mats. Go.
Let's not kid ourselves into thinking that Tiger Woods had anything to do with this press conference, had anything to do with making this public.
Damn it.
He had a boat called Privacy. He wanted to keep this as private as possible. Look, you got a port in every town. You're going to keep it as private as possible. This was all about his sponsors wanting to make it public. That's why Nike issued a statement saying, we accept his apology. Because look, this affects none of us. I don't care what he did. He didn't cheat on me. He didn't cheat with me. He didn't use a member of my family as some sort of dumpster of sorts.
Oh my God.
This was just all about his sponsors worrying that his image as a Seahound is going to affect the sale of razors. Okay? I don't care about any of this, all right? The sponsors care. They want to sell more razors, they want to sell more shoes, and they don't want some gross dude selling them. So they wanted him to issue the apology. They want him to go to rehab, which, look, you can't rehab that. It feels amazing. You can't tell people it doesn't, okay? So that's not going away. Yeah, I would rather this not be an issue, but it's an issue. That apology was stupid.
Pandora's box has been opened, and that's not even a euphemism.
This was a fun segment.
Call in right now. I want to know who won. 472-5667. Call in. If you were the first one to call, you pretty much get to determine it.
Yeah. You're the truth teller right now.
If both phone lines light up, we'll go like first one to two or 3 points.
First one to two.
Best of three. We're like in the WNBA. WNBA. They just want to get that over with as soon as the playoffs start.
You like that bell, buddy?
Here you go. I almost broke it.
Yeah, you did.
We kind of freaked out a little bit because I totally knocked it off the table.
Which, look, I'll tell you right now, this is a Christmas present I got a few years ago.
It's a mug.
It's a mug with a little bell on it that says ring bell for service. And so when you're at a beer, you ring another beer. Or you get another beer. The funny thing about this was I didn't have a bag to put this in. So I was walking down the hallway of my apartment carrying this. And of course, I'm going to run into somebody in my apartment for the first time ever.
Were they pretty?
Yes. Yes, she was very cute and shorter than me, which is a requirement. But she didn't even look at me. She just kind of like looked down at the mug and then looked forward and kept on walking. And that made me sad.
Oh, phone lines are dead? Really?
Are we on a space station?
Is the tower off? Are we not broadcasting? No one cares enough? You don't even like us as people? To say who won that?
All right, call in and tell us which week we alienated.
There we go.
Oh, there we go.
Finally, a hero steps up. One will rise above you. KOP, you're on the air.
Max, by a hair.
Oh!
By a hair. I'll take it, though.
Who is this? Who is this caller?
This is Dana.
The power voice.
Hi.
How's it going, Dana?
Not too bad. How about you?
I disagree with everything, or I agree with everything you said except by a hair. I think I pretty much crushed him.
Well, you just had a slightly better constructed argument. Slightly better.
You got me at the Tiger Woods thing. You took my legs a little bit.
I'm not counting opinions. I'm talking pure like debate skill. I was on the debate team in high school. So
yeah, he had amazing debate skills. But
so swagger. That's got a lot of debate.
Swagger. You mean like confidence?
Yeah, that's one way of putting it.
Yeah.
We'll
call it swagger.
Look, to be fair, he.
Call it whatever you need to call it. That's.
I'm calling it swagger.
Fine.
Okay, call it swagger.
Call it swagger. All right, you win. Thank you. Thank you, Dana.
Thanks for calling in. Power voice coming through. You don't even need another opinion. That's the one that matters most.
Yeah.
Oh, David. That was good. That was good, though.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
We covered a lot of stupid topics.
Yep. And we're clear. We cleared the decks just in time for the membership drive, which starts next week. So hope you enjoyed
that. Yeah, membership drive coming up. That should be exciting. But we're going to take a break. And listen to some music. This is Japan Droids off of a 7-inch. This is actually sort of a B-side from their Post Nothing album. This is Art Czars. More Mascot Wedding Show after this, right?
Sure.
Yep. Yes. Boom, back with more Mascot Wedding Show. We just heard Art Czars from the Japan Droids, and that was a B-side. That wasn't even good enough to make an album, and it still crushed it. Post Nothing, great album. Song was amazing. I didn't even make the cut. Japan Droids killing it. They should be here for South By. Get excited about that. We got a call. KOP, you're on the air. Hello? Hold on a second. Yeah, there we go. KOP, are you on the air?
Hello, Max Blake, please.
You were speaking to him.
Max Blake, hello. It's very good to talk to you again. My name is Eugene Fernwell.
What can I do for you, Eugene?
I don't know if you remember me, but we talked sometime last year. I was calling your show to promote a book. That I had written.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hey, how's it going? I remember you.
Yeah. Please, I should warn you in advance. I know we're on the air. I'm not allowed to reference the title of the book or the subject matter of the book for legal reasons, so please refrain from promoting it further.
Okay. Well, can I just say that it was about getting along? Can I say that?
It was about success and making yourself more successful every day in every walk of life. And managing stress, but I'm really not here to talk about that.
I
apologize.
That's fine.
Actually, if you have a moment, I would like to talk to you about something very important and very special to me.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like I said, I was on your show last year or a couple of years ago. I forget at this point. And the reason I don't remember is that there was a lot going on in my life. I was dealing with the bottle. And I was dealing with...
You're dealing with... I'm sorry, what?
The bottle.
Like alcohol.
Among other things, yeah, that's correct. I also use drugs in the bottles.
Oh, all right.
I take drugs that way, so that's not just limited to sweet mama liquor. But I was also having problems with my ex-wife and my child and Lonnie Anderson, if you remember. She and I had a romantic difference of opinions, let's call it.
All right.
And as a result, my life was sort of in turmoil around the time that I called you. And I am dealing with that now. I'm in rehab for various things. The bottle, as I said, both liquor and drugs.
You know what, Eugene? This is all great. It sounds like you're in a much better place.
Well, that's right. Well, I'm trying to get to a much better place, and that's part of the reason why I'm calling is because I'm in rehab. Part of my recovery is to apologize.
Oh, okay. So is that you're calling in to apologize to me?
That's correct. If you would not interrupt, I'm trying to be contrite here. I'm trying to be clear and honest.
No, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's just I didn't know where that was going.
Well, it's just we have to follow a very rigid script. I'm not allowed to deviate from.
Oh, well, sorry. But I mean, this is part of the reason, you know, I'm great that you're getting your life back on track. It takes a lot of guts, a lot of stuff to sort of look at yourself and be like, you know, this can be better and actually to do it. But the reason you were yelling on, you were so furious when you called in last time, I had to cut you off because it wasn't even an interview anymore.
That is correct, yes.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm apologizing. I'm calling to apologize because if I remember that interview correctly, I told you I would call at 6 o'clock sharp. And I ended up calling somewhere in the neighborhood of 6:10, 6:15. And I want to let you know I'm really, really sorry about that. And I hope you can forgive me for my tardiness.
Is that it?
That is it, yes.
So, you're calling to apologize for being late on the air?
It's odd, I know, to bare my soul like this, especially you're still on your radio show, I know, but...
Eugene, you called in last time, and you were furious, and you were yelling, and you couldn't even conduct an interview. And you were calling to apologize because you were late.
Well, if I remember correctly, your lack of professionalism would not allow the interview to continue.
It was very professional.
I've been on several interviews in dozens of media outlets, and I was able to finish every single one every time.
Are you this boring when you're on them?
Oh, wow, here we go.
You're calling my radio show for your own purposes again.
I feel like you're yelling at me. Is your co-host there? I believe Armando.
He's tending to business. His name is not Armando.
Armando was the co-host with you last time. Can I speak with her?
Her name is not Armando either.
I see. So it's just you and your little male friend right now.
Yeah, well, he's my co-host.
Co-host, yeah. I see. I'm him.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Hey, what? Do me a favor. Don't drop out of rehab. Maybe stick around in there, learn some more stuff, okay?
Well, there is a long process, and there will be a recovery.
Yeah, all right, look, I gotta go. All right, you know, you can email me the stuff. If you want to apologize, you seem to be missing the boat.
Do you accept my apology, at least?
For being late, sure.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Max.
Okay, bye. That was stupid. Car people just wasting time, wasting my time like it's not worth anything. Babe, but if you got some time that's worth something, you should stick around for the clear spot coming up next. I think they're doing an hour of their favorite jazz standards. Should be an exciting show. Some old ragtime, maybe play a little bit of that. Maybe just some soft shoe. Just listening to some good old tap dancing, I think, as well. For more information about David and myself, various night jobs, side projects, archives of this show, you may visit mascotwinning.com next week. Pledge drive, right? Membership drive, right? That's what's going on? Other people in the studio? Yep. Get excited for that. We're going to close out the show with Ted Leo and the Pharmacists off of their upcoming album, The Brutalist Bricks. This is The Mighty Sparrow right here on 91.7. KOOP Horns, B. Austin. More Mascot Wings are next week. Goodbye, Austin. For David Otta and myself, whatever. What, is this the button that makes it work? I'm flaming out here at the end. Oh, boy. Yep, here we go. Boom.
When the cafe doors exploded, I reacted to you. Cut the top, that's all.